So today we start our tour with J.S. Bach, one of the most well-known Baroque composers, lived from 1685 to 1750, and much of his music, like Baroque music in general, is contrapuntal. And what that means is that there are lots of different melodies going on at once in his music. And Bach was one of the great masters at combining all sorts of different melodies in a really amazing way, and then varying the melodies, playing them backwards and upside down, all that stuff. Always without sounding labored, always sounding like he's just having a grand old time playing around with all the many things you can do with a bunch of melodies. And I'm sure he was having a great time playing around with this stuff. The first piece I'll play is a prelude by Bach. Preludes, as the title suggests, usually precede something else. They're usually somewhat improvisatory. They don't have a really strict form. They sound like someone sort of sitting at the keyboard, noodling around, getting started, warming up. And preludes usually serve to introduce a meatier and more structured kind of piece. So it's like the keyboardist sort of gets himself warmed up by messing around a little bit. I think I'm going to do some chords up here. Now I'm going to play some fast notes down here. And then the following piece is usually much more tightly constructed. And in this case, the piece that follows the prelude is called a fugue. And a fugue is a piece based on a single melody or musical idea, usually called a subject. And this idea returns in many ways throughout the piece. So as I mentioned before, Bach was quite the master when it came to varying a melody, putting it in all sorts of different and exciting contexts, and flipping it around and doing it backwards and stuff like that. So the melody on which today's fugue is based is totally put through the paces in the course of the fugue. It may be hard to actually hear it when it comes back, say, upside down or backwards. I don't know whether even Bach would have been able to hear that sort of thing. But one does sense that the piece feels really unified, and that's partly because the melody keeps on coming back in these different ways, even when we can't quite hear every single way that it's presented. And like most of Bach's pieces, this fugue wears its learning somewhat lightly, even though it's quite impressive in its manipulation of different melodies. It never sounds pretentious. It never sounds like it's saying, look at me, I'm going to play this melody backwards and it's going to sound really great because I'm really great. We don't get that sense. This fugue is playful, it's fun, it's this amazing mix of highly structured, formal devices with a very playful, lighthearted spirit. So onto the prelude, some noodling around before we get into the wonderful world of fugal wizardry.